It's polar bear ground right there.
Nathan Gordon Jr. is driving his truck on the spit right outside of Kaktogovik. He's mayor and leads the town's polar bear patrol program. Under his back seat, he has a shotgun, and in his console, shotgun rounds and cracker shells. Kaktogovik sits on Barter Island on the Beaufort Sea coast. In late summer and fall, up to 80 polar bears come on land, a trend that has been increasing as the sea ice diminishes. That brought the need for patrol and created opportunities for polar bear viewing. The pandemic put a pause on visitation. Then the federal government halted the tours. Gordon says Kaktogovik leaders have been working to revive them.
Let's get this place back to making money, and it'll be great for everybody.
Kitil Reitan started the company Kaktogovik Tours in 2010. By 2019, he and his two children took several hundred tourists a season.
We were able to make a year income in about 6 weeks.
The number of tourists soared from about 50 in 2010 to over 1,000. Tourism grew so quickly, residents were worried it was interfering with subsistence practices. Nora Jane Burns says that visitors would book out seats on small flights and limit the amount of freight that was coming in.
Especially when we have elders that go out for medical, and then when they try to come back, the flights would be booked.
The COVID-19 pandemic shut down the tours. A year later, the U.S. Department of Interior issued an order to pause commercial polar bear viewing permits. Since then, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been collaborating with the city and village of Kaktogovik, as well as Kaktogovik Inupiat Corporation. Gordon says that this time around, he wants the community to develop infrastructure for tourists and focus more on educating them. But who will run the tours? Burns is busy with her job at Kaktogovik Public Works Department, and Reitan sold his boats and moved to Nome. But they both hope the younger generation will take over polar bear tours. I am Alona Naidin.